Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Tonight, we're just into the new year, so we want to take a look back at some of the best musicals that came out in 2016. We'll revisit some numbers that we've played in previous episodes and hear a few that haven't been on the show yet. The Wayback Machine will stay on for intermission with a look at classic shows with bad reviews. The orchestra is tuning up. Backwards? What is that? Oh, the conductor is indicating that the orchestra is hinting that they would like to do the show in reverse chronological order tonight, starting with the newest show first. Okay, fine with me, but that means we're going to have to do a couple of other things backward, too. Please turn your cell phones up to full volume. Feel free to Snapchat or Skype the show with a friend, and don't worry about the exits. You got in here somehow. I'm sure you'll find your way out. Eventually. So, let's start with something new. It's a show that I'm seeing a lot of buzz about on my social media feeds, Dear Evan Hansen, which opened in early December 2016. Many stories about people crying, so it's a crier, but apparently it's a very good cry. Now, the show is about Evan, a socially awkward teenage boy who becomes involved in someone else's tragedy. Now, the show opened about a month before the taping of this show. There isn't a full cast album out yet, but they have released one single. From Dear Evan Hansen, here's Ben Platt as Evan, waving through a window.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share, no, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. Oh, I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Make a sound. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching.
Ben Platt is garnering raves for his performance in Dear Evan Hansen by the writing team known as Pasek and Paul. That's Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. There's a Michigan tie for those two, by the way. They met and started working together when they were getting their degrees at U of M in Ann Arbor. Their work together includes Dogfight, James and the Giant Peach, and the lyrics for the movie musical La La Land. Up next, a show that opened just a month before Dear Evan Hansen, Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812, based on a section of War and Peace. I've said on a previous episode that this is my new favorite show, and I stand by it. And I'm not alone. It's still one of the top-selling shows on Broadway. You first heard it just a couple of episodes ago on Show Tunes, but here's a replay of the catchy and highly informative prologue.
There's a war going on out there somewhere, and Andre isn't here. There's a war going on out there somewhere, and Andre isn't here. There's a war going on out there somewhere, and Andre isn't here. There's a war going on out there somewhere, and Andre isn't here.
This is on your
godmother strict yet kind.
Natasha's godmother strict yet kind. Maria's old school, Sonia's good. Natasha's young and Andre is in tears. This is on your program. You are at the opera. Gonna have to study up a little bit if you want to keep with the fun. Cause it's a complicated Russian novel. Everyone's got nine different names. So look it up in your program.
Twisted Tolstoy from composer David Malloy. That was the prologue to Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. Now we'll have to jump backward all the way to spring of 2016 for our next set of openings. Cirque du Soleil's first Broadway musical, Paramore, opened in May. April brought us Ubi Blake and Noble Sissle's Shuffle Along, or the making of the musical sensation of 1921 and all that followed, and Waitress, with music by Sarah Bareilles.
Everyone. just one fellow for me in this world. Harry's his name, that's what I claim. For every fellow, there must be a girl. I found my mate by kindness of fate. Yes, I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy, and just like honey from the bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and he's just wild about, cannot do without, he's just wild about me.
Talking about me, baby?
I'm just wild about Harry.
Oh, good.
Harry's wild about me.
Tell the world.
Ah, the heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy.
Be careful, honey.
He's sweet just like chocolate candy.
That's me.
Just like honey from the bee.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
And guess what?
And he's just wild about, cannot do without, he's just wild about me.
I stick with real things, usually facts and figures. When information's in its place, I minimize the guessing game. Guess what?
What?
I don't like guessing games or when I feel things before I know the feelings. How am I supposed to operate if I'm just tossed around by fate? Like on an unexpected date with a stranger who might talk too fast or ask me questions about myself before I've decided that he can ask me questions about myself. He might sit too close or call the waiter by his first name or eat Oreos, but eat the cookie before the cream. But what scares me the most, what scares me the most, is what if when he sees me, what if he doesn't like it? What if he runs the other way and I can't hide from it? What happens then if when he knows me, he's only disappointed? What if I give myself away to only get it given back? I could live with that. I get the best view, so that when he sees me, I want him to.
Dawn, don't you think you're being a little, I mean, maybe just a tad?
I'm not defensive, I'm simply being cautious. I can't risk reckless dating due to my miscalculating. Why? A certain suitor stands in line, I've seen in movies, most made for television. You cannot be too careful when it comes to sharing your life. I could end up a miserable wife. I'm sorry, girls, but he could be criminal. Some sort of psychopath who escaped from an institution somewhere where they don't have girls. He could have masterminded some way to find me. He could be colorblind. How untrustworthy is that? He could be less than kind, or even worse, he could be very nice. Lovely eyes and make me laugh, come out of hiding. What do I do with that? Oh God, what if when he sees me, I like him and he knows it? What if he opens up a door and I can't close it? What happens then? someone who when he sees me wants to again.
Kimiko Glenn had some serious pre-date jitters in When He Sees Me from Waitress, which opened on Broadway on the 24th of April, 2016. Also opening in April was Shuffle Along, but it doesn't look like we're going to get a cast album for that one, so we heard Thelma Carpenter and Avon Long sing I'm Just Wild About Harry. And our first springtime opening was Cirque du Soleil's Paramore, with Ruby Lewis, Jeremy Kushner, and Ryan Vona in a love triangle composed by Guy Dubuc and Marc Lessard, also known as Bob and Bill. Another springtime opening was very strange. Duncan Sheik's American Psycho is based on a graphically violent, mind-bending movie and novel set in the height of the greedy 80s. Now, Matt Smith's Patrick Bateman is an appearance-obsessed, narcissistic investment banker who is also a serial killer. Maybe. Now, this show was a huge hit in London and seemed like a sure thing when it crossed over to Broadway, but the score is made up of Duncan Sheik originals blended with some 1980s pop hits, and American critics and audiences found that jarring and just not the fun kind of weird. The show definitely had some good moments, though, and I think the opening is weird in the good way. And we first heard this one on episode 22 of Show Tunes. From American Psycho, here's Patrick Bateman's Morning Routine, performed by Matt Smith.
It took me 19 years, but I finally developed a good relationship with my body.
Today, computers are management tools, giving you a competitive edge.
24-hour person-to-person service with every checking account. Where's the nearest ATM?
I don't clean anymore. Because none of these ordinary cleaners give me what I want.
Whenever I shower, sometimes twice, sometimes three times a day, I use a honey almond wash on my ripped body and an exfoliating spearmint gel on my face. I apply Clinique moisturizer and an anti-aging eye balm before I shave with a razor and cream by Pour-On. No cologne on the face ever, as the high alcohol content dries out your skin and makes you look older.
Milk's about the best thing I can drink right now to help me build strong arms,
powerful legs, and a broad chest. And when all my work is done, will you love me just for my body?
I can live with that.
Milk, it does a body good.
My suit today is an 80s drape from Alan Flusser, with a bladed back to accommodate my impressive physique. My tie is by Valentino Couture, shoes by A. Testoni, underwear by Ralph Lauren.
Get a sense of patriotism from the popular culture. The movies celebrated democratic values and implicitly reinforced the idea that America was special. TV was like that too, but now we're about to enter the 90s and some things have changed.
Painting? A David Onica. The TV set? 30 inches, digital, Toshiba. High contrast, highly defined. Plus, it has picture-in-picture capabilities. Plus, freeze frame. My Walkman, with auto-reverse continuous play, is by Sony. I am 26 years old, living in New York City at the end of the century, and this is what being Patrick Bateman means to me.
I don't know which of those 1980s references I love the most, but right now it's the bit about the Walkman. Oh, laugh now, millennials, but those things were a big deal and expensive and heavy, and if you dropped them, they died instantly. American Psycho opened on Broadway on April 24th and closed in June. Faring Better was an off-Broadway show that opened on April 4th. Cagney, the musical about Hollywood's tough guy in tap shoes, otherwise known as James Cagney. Star Robert Creighton is a ringer for Cagney and wrote some of the show's original music. Now, like American Psycho, this is a show that contains some already written hits, but these are hits of George M. Cohan, as sung by James Cagney, so they blend in just fine. Here's one of the originals from Cagney, Tough Guy.
Look, a work of art we couldn't make apart. It's just another feather in our cap. If they're all the same color, why care? I'm a star, so that's the cap I'll wear. Lights, camera, action. Who's there? You give them what they want or what they think they need. A tough guy, the tough guy. And when the credits roll, it's done but you ain't free. You're stuck guy with that old tough guy. When the flick is finally over and the audience files out, who's the one who's left alone with little left but doubt? Never thought this is where I'd stand. A chiseler with a gun in hand. And we've come 100 miles. They're standing in the aisles. The dames sigh, oh, for the tough guy. It ain't all black and white. There's a lot of shades in night. Keep the eyes dry and you'll get by. Keep the status quo, that's easy, even if it isn't true. Though someday you may wake to find the role's been playing you. Never thought this is where I'd be. Got the goods, did I give up me? Tough, oh man, can be tough. Don't stay in your place, get up in their face. The ride will get rough. The little guy's fighting, the bigger fish shakes. And the second I step in that ring, when I take my first swing, they'll know what it means to be hard, what it means to be tough. So I keep up the fight, at least in black and white. I'm a tough guy, ha! The tough guy. I really shouldn't care if someone else is there. That's showbiz, not who the real man is. And since failing ain't an option, never did and never will, I'll stay inside the black and white and color it until they stop asking why. I stop asking why.
That was Robert Creighton in the role that critics say he was born to play, James Cagney, who has the soul of an artist, fighting against his image as the tough guy. And just before Cagney opened in April, we saw a highly anticipated debut in March, Steve Martin and Edie Brickell's bluegrass musical, Bright Star. Audiences loved the show's sweet story, and everybody loved Carmen Cusack as Alice, a North Carolina newspaper editor, reunited with a lost loved one.
As the sky was darkening, Through years of night, I felt a door was opening to this gorgeous morning light. At last, at last, at last, at last, at long last, the answer to a mother's prayer, healing of my heart's despair, a burden no longer to bear. At last, fountain in the square, filled with flashing coins, wishes in the world.
Cusack's Alice found what she was looking for in that beautiful number from Steve Martin and Edie Brickell's Bright Star. Now, since we're toying with the Wayback for this episode, let's revisit one of our intermissions from last year. I asked producer Dan to pick one of his favorites, so let's hear about classic shows with bad reviews all the way back from episode 18.
House lights are coming up in our virtual house. Time now for intermission, where you can teeter into the lobby and look up all the reviews for the show you're seeing. And be sure to find a critic that agrees with you, so you can justify spending your rent on tickets. But sometimes, though, prepare yourselves. Critics are wrong. And not just because they don't agree with you personally, but because they don't agree with you collectively. David Sheward wrote a fun article for NewYork.com about shows hated by critics and loved by everybody else. Here are some highlights for you, and we'll link to the full article on our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. Okay, here we go. Evita, Andrew Lloyd Webber, 1979. From the New York Daily News, spectacularly vulgar, dispiriting, and even pointless. The Wall Street Journal, hopelessly muddled. Newsweek, a very underdone dish. But audiences said, and the Tony Award Committee said, here, have 7 Tonys. Up next on the critical chopping block, Andrew Lloyd Webber again, this time for Cats. The New York Daily News again disapproved, saying it makes for a strained and eventually wearying evening. The Tony people said, here's another 7 Tonys. And the audiences said, please run for 18 years, here's a bazillion dollars.
Party will do, I say do.
Doing anything about it.
Okay, one more hit that took a bad hit. This time, Andrew Lloyd Webber ducks and Stephen Schwartz takes it on the chin for the 2003 show Wicked. Variety. More bothered than bewitched. Newsday. An overproduced, overblown, confusingly dark and laboriously ambitious jumble. Once again, oh look, it's the Daily News. An interminable show with no dramatic logic or emotional center. Well, that's okay, because, you know, 10 Tony nominations, running 13 years and counting, millions of obsessed young fans around the world. You know, it's cool.
Lights in our mind, defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity. And you can't pull me down.
Oh, well, hey, we're back in the present. Oh, that was fun. We're still reeling a little bit from all that time travel, so let's just head back into the house for the comfy seats and Act Two. So we've been revisiting some of our favorite hits from 2016, including numbers we've played on this show before, but we also promised you some new stuff. Now, we jumped on some of these shows so early, they didn't have their cast albums out yet, and one in particular that I was waiting for is the jukebox musical Disaster. It's a parody of 1970s disaster movies like Airport or The Poseidon Adventure, complete with big 1970s hits used to great effect by writer Seth Rudetsky. Seth is a veteran Broadway journalist who is hilarious, and so is Disaster. We're about to hear the famous disco hit, A Fifth of Beethoven. Now, what on earth could that have to do with a disaster, you might ask? Well, Faith Prince plays the character Shirley, who's based on Shelley Winters in The Poseidon Adventure. Here's Shelley Winters extolling her own virtues as a tap dancer.
I can dance! Da 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 da!
So in this next piece, Shirley, a.k.a. Shelley, saves the day by tap dancing Morse code instructions on how to unlock a crucial door.
They're trapped on the floor below!
I can save them, but it's going to take time to knock the instructions in Morse code.
Step aside, Professor. I'll tap out the instructions! Give it to me.
Blue dial, turn left, three quarters.
Got it! Dash, da, da, da.
Turn right.
A dash, dash, dot, dash, dot, 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 dash.
Yellow dial, turn.
It'll be faster if I memorize.
You can't possibly memorize all of those instructions.
They're having trouble hearing over the rushing water. I need help. Do you tap?
I do.
Do you?
I don't.
Follow me. Dash, dash, double dot, dash.
Dash, dash, double dot, dash.
Here we go.
Dash, 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 dot, 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 dash, dash, dot, period. Morse code for dot dash.
Really?
Dash, 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 dash.
Any dots in a dash, you do it.
Dash. She stopped.
They're going to die.
The handbook will help.
Cheryl, are you going to make it?
Maybe not.
But they're going to make it.
You can do it.
So Faith Prince's Shirley / Shelley exercises her tap dancing powers, but, spoiler alert, the exertion is too much for her, and she collapses. Nonetheless, her mission was successful. So don't ever let anybody tell you that tap dancing is not important. Tap saves lives, people. Now is the point in our show when we hear from musicals that opened in 2015 but were the big hits and winners of 2016. Opening on December 6, 2015, School of Rock saw Andrew Lloyd Webber's return to the rock musical. The show is about Dewey Finn, an out-of-work musician who pretends to be a substitute teacher at a snobby private school. Instead of teaching things like math or social studies, he teaches them rock, forms a band, and gives every kid a role. Now, one kid, Summer, isn't musically talented, but is very good at bossing other people around, so he makes her the manager. Here's a little rock history from a series of videos starring young Isabella Russo as Summer, followed by her getting the band in gear with Time to Play.
Hi, I'm Summer, the band manager for School of Rock. Being band manager basically means that I'm in charge of everything. I've been researching rock and roll history for the band, and did you know that in 1965, the Beatles were the first rock group to play a concert at a sports stadium? They played at Shea Stadium to a sold-out crowd of over 55,000 fans, and the noise of the screaming audience was so loud that the Beatles couldn't hear anything they were playing or singing. At the time, the concert was declared the highest-grossing event in the history of show business.
All right, until Mr. Schneedley gets back on the faculty meeting, I am in charge.
Says who?
Says me, the band manager. Get it? Hey, ain't got all day. Get moving. Only 36 hours till the battle. You... No one comes through that door.
On it. Security, roll out.
No distractions, no delays. This is for our resumes. So, it's time to go. Hardcore. Won't talk, no gum. Smacking cell phones away. Go punk or start packing. Get to work, it's time to play. Wake up, stop daydreaming. To play, you go on and cue the light board.
Bass down to 3 and then back up to 7.
You show them the new hot move.
Right, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Look rebellious, act more crude. Bring your best bad attitude. Band, get ready and let's groove.
Hands up and heads banging.
Work the sashay. Now bring the whole gang and hustle up. It's time to play. Pyrotechnics ready?
I'll check.
And sing to the routine?
Yeah.
I'm counting on you, Sophie. Don't screw up the fog machine.
Duh.
Who's got the speaker cable? Come on, this is hard.
I'm ordering
get extra
it.
If you're able. Put it on your mother's card.
Right.
What about the song list? Printed like I said? If you brought the wrong list, I swear to God you're dead. Got the flanger?
Yep.
The phaser?
Yep.
The pedals and effects?
Yep.
Make sure he remembers or I'm breaking both your necks.
Sure.
Keep your voices rested. Warm up before you sing.
Right.
I'm of course prepared. And that leaves just one thing. Review the costumes.
I'm still working out some looks.
Geez, don't be a tease. Let's go.
Well, I'm thinking a grunge punk glam kind of look.
Look, we don't have time to waste while you try to find some taste.
Fine, here's the design.
Hell no!
Ditch the sequence.
It's strings and drums beating. Don't stop halfway. Let's leave some ears bleeding. Turn it up, it's time to play.
School of Rock was nominated for 4 Tony Awards, including a Best Score nod for Andrew Lloyd Webber with lyricist Glenn Slater. Well, I guess that's it for all the big shows of 2016. See ya! Psych. We haven't done Hamilton yet. Of course we're doing Hamilton. Lin-Manuel Miranda's hip-hop history, Hamilton, opened on Broadway on August the 6th of last year and looks right now to close never. It won a record 11 Tonys and made huge stars out of the whole cast. We're about to look back on the first track from Hamilton ever played on this show, the Schuyler Sisters, Angelica, Eliza, and Peggy, played by Renee Elise Goldsberry, Philippa Sue, and Jasmine Jones.
Rich folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, sneak into the city just to watch all the guys.
Work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work, work. The Schuyler sisters.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Work.
Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go.
But look around, the revolution's happening in New York.
New York. Work!
It's bad enough Daddy wants to go to war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
New ideas in the air.
Look around, look around.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
work.
Ooh, there's nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel.
Work!
Look around.
Sue, otherwise known as Eliza Schuyler Hamilton, left the show recently, but you'll be seeing her soon because right now she's working on her next role as the star and title character in the new musical version of the film Amelie, due out next year, and we cannot wait. By the way, Hamilton was such a huge hit that it received the honor of its very own full-length parody show, Spamilton, by forbidden Broadway creator Gerard Alessandrini. Here's a little snippet of his Schuyler Sisters parody. All the ladies of Hamilton are played by one very talented lady, Nora Schell.
Smirk, Renee Elise.
Smirk, smirk.
Philippa Sue and
smirk,
Jasmine.
Smirk.
The Schuyler Puppets.
Smirk.
Renee Elise, Jasmine, Philippa. Disney says musicals should dumb down. Disney wants more family shows. Disney gave Hamilton a thumbs down. We'll be here while their show's closed. But
Spamilton has another month or so left in its run at the Triad off-Broadway in New York. If they come out with a cast album, we promise we'll play it for you the moment we get our mitts on it. And now it's time for the finale of our show. Since it was the biggest show of at least 2016, let's give Hamilton the last word with its final number. Who lives? Who dies? Who tells your story?
Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Jefferson.
I'll give him this. His financial system is a work of genius. I couldn't undo it if I tried. And I tried.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Madison. He took our country from bankruptcy to prosperity. I hate to admit it, but he doesn't get enough credit for all the credit he gave us.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Every other founding father's story gets told. Every other founding father gets to grow old.
And when you're gone, who remembers your name? Who keeps your flame?
Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?
Myself back in the narrative.
Eliza.
I stop wasting time on tears. I live another 50 years. It's not enough.
Eliza.
I interview every soldier who fought by your side.
She tells our story.
I try to make sense of your thousands of pages of writings. You really do write, but you're running out of time. I rely on Angelica. While she's alive, we tell your story. First private orphanage in New York City.
The orphanage.
I helped raise hundreds of children. I get to see them growing
the
up.
Orphanage.
In their eyes I see you, Alexander. I see you every time. And when my time is up, have I done enough?
Will they tell your story?
Oh, I can't wait to see you. It's only a matter of time.
Will they tell your story? Who lives, who dies, who tells your story? Will they tell your story?
The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, the house lights come up, and we come to the end of our 2016 review on Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Find all our episodes online at interlochenpublicradio.org. Many thanks to Research Ninja Melissa Luby. Dan Wanchura was our producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.
Keiko, always think of other. When you mommy die, you grow up so fast. Take care, Sammy. Help with farm. Why you no go to dance? Have fun. Do American boogie-woogie.
That's for kids. No one wants to dance with an old maid.
You crazy? How you can be old maid when I still so young? Japanese say, Beppin-san.
A pretty lady
should not sit home with old man on Saturday night.
That's not a proverb.
No, but should be. Listen to Oji-chan. Take a look at Paige, Peppa very bad. Now I look at Keiko, see how Keiko very sad. But Peppa also changed, I fold it up this way.
A paper flower blossom,
just like Keiko.
Nothing blooms at Heart Mountain.
You want bet? $2 say, I make garden grow in hard ground.
You're on.
Ha! You're gonna lose. You know why?
Let me guess. Japanese say, ishi kara ishi.
Mountain can be moved stone by stone. Ishi kara ishi. Yama wa ido dekiru, yasashii ogawa wa kanima oreru, oreru.